Welcome to our Sunday message, Sunday the 19th of May, 2024. Let's turn in our Bibles to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. I'm going to be reading the well-known verses starting at verse 15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. How we love your word. Thank you for everything that it can do for us and has done for us. And we just pray that we'd receive it with meekness, the implanted word, which is able to give us life. We pray, Father God, that we'd be quickened and we'd be empowered to do what you want us to do while we are on this earth. And we trust you, Holy Spirit, to help us in everything, in the precious name of Yeshua. Amen. The title of this message is Sharing the Word. Sharing the word. We see in this scripture in Mark, the Lord, as it were, gives marching orders to his disciples and by extension every single Christian. There's a lot to unpack there, but let's just start with this point. Go into all the world. That's us. We must, while we are in this world, we have a commitment to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the gospel, the good news, to every creature. It's important to understand that every single child of God, whether they are in full-time ministry or not, has this instruction. We have been tasked to preach the word, the good news about him, the Lord of our lives. And we've got to take this seriously because it's very important that God has people who are capable, equipped to share the gospel, the good news. Now, there are a number of reasons for this, but primarily, God obviously wants the world to come back to him. And if we read, for example, in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 15, Paul explains that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But then he goes on to explain, how can people call upon the name of the Lord if they have not heard? Then the logic goes on. He says further, how can anyone believe the word unless they've heard it? And how can anyone hear the word unless somebody preaches it to them? The whole process of salvation on the earth is this chain of people calling on the Lord because they know to call upon the Lord, because they've been told to call upon the Lord, because somebody has told them. They have to hear. And it goes on to explain that faith comes by hearing. Everybody needs to hear the word. Now, we're not just talking here about the good news, the gospel, salvation, although, of course, that's very important. Children of God, we need to be ready in and out of season to share the good news. We need to be ready at the drop of a hat in any situation to give an account of what we believe and to help somebody else in the process of making that choice for themselves. Like all things with the kingdom of heaven, it's something that we can learn to do. It's not good enough to say, oh, well, that person, the evangelist, that's their job. Well, yes, there's the office of evangelist, and you think of the great evangelists that God, praise his name, has raised up. But every one of us has a responsibility to be an evangelist to those people we come across. It's not that difficult, really. It's something that if we just understand what we believe for ourselves, that's the starting point, have a clear understanding and are willing to share it and have a bit of experience in actually sharing it. It's something we can learn to do. Might I add, once you and I have had the privilege of standing by and watch somebody accept the Lord because we were there to explain how to do it. Once you know I've had an experience like that, you won't want to actually do anything else. It's so rewarding. I remember sharing the gospel with a man, and we came to the place where he made a choice to receive the Lord, and afterwards he explained that such a weight lifted off him. Sadly, some time later, this man had a terrible accident and he passed away. But at that funeral, I knew in my heart he'd made that choice, and I knew where he was. It was really comforting for me and for others. But let's go a bit further. It's one thing to get people saved, but as we know very well, that's not the end of the story. Salvation is one thing. Sanctification, the ongoing process of becoming more like him, representing the kingdom of heaven more accurately in our daily lives, is a process. And you see, that process is aided and abetted, if I can call it that, by what the Bible describes as the washing of the water of the Word. The washing of the water of the Word. And in Ephesians, we haven't got time to go there, but it makes very clear that the Word of God puts the burden of this training up one another on the body of Christ. It's not something we can institutionalize and say, oh, well, you go to Bible college for that. No, it's an ongoing process that the church is supposed to be involved with, as the Bible describes it, building up one another in love. Now, there are many ways of doing that. That is for sure, helping one another where we can, being a good example. But the primary way is to be able to share the Word of God. I believe as pastors, we need to give our people as much opportunity as possible, even if it's not from the pulpit, but at least in our assemblies, to share the Word, to train up. Because like everything, learning to share the Word is something that we gain confidence in it only by one way, and that's with experience. So like everything, the more experience we get, the more able we are to do it, and the more able we are, obviously, the more effective. And there are a number of reasons for that. Now, when sharing the Word, it's God's plan that everybody shares it in their own particular way. We've got to realize that every single gifting in the body of Christ has been deliberately designed uniquely. What that means is the way that I would perhaps share the Word will essentially differ from others. And that's God's design. It's wrong for me or anybody to say, well, you must do it like I do it. We have to develop our own style of doing things. And there's a very good reason for that, simply because the variety of human nature, the diversity of humanity, demands that the Word be presented in different ways. Some will receive it from one person better than another. Some people are academically inclined. They can receive a Word of God that is presented from an academic, intellectual point of view. Others, that doesn't work for them. That's just a small example. Now, even though every one of us needs to develop our own way of communicating the Word, and God rejoices in our personalities, there are certain principles that are very important and are standard throughout. And what I'd like to do is just share a few of those in the hope that all of us will make an effort to take every opportunity we can to learn how to share the Word, even if it's just in the family, at family devotions, one to another, practice on one another, as it were. In the process, what do we do? Learning the skill, important skill, and building up our faith. It's so important. The body of Christ is designed to be almost like a classroom, a university. And you see, the plan is that you and I learn amongst one another. We are building one another up so that we have confidence to go out into the world. But let me just try and express a few things here. There are some principles that are very important. The Word of God, we must realize, is life itself. What we share, how we share it, can make all the difference in people's lives. Many communities if they but had the word of God spread abroad amongst them, and they had received it, would have been transformed. And all civilizations that have been transformed and have been set on high historically have always been because the word of God has been in their midst. That being said, you must realize that it is the word of God. When you and I share the word of God, please understand, God requires us to speak truth. Once again, truth is what he thinks. We might do it in our own way, but essentially what we say must be in line with what he thinks. What that means is that you and I will not be sharing the word of God if we give our opinion. We have to learn to distinguish between our opinion and the truth. Now, our opinion can be valuable to people, especially if we have an area of expertise and they ask us for our opinion. But when it comes to the things of God, it's so important not to be giving our opinion. Now, inevitably, whatever we understand from the Word of God will be colored by our own paradigm and our own perspective. It's inevitable. But please understand, only God's truth will bring life. Only God's truth will bring life. And you and I need to be on a continual mission to change our thinking process according to God's word. Your and my opinion on occasions can be dangerous. My mother was talking to us the other day while we were having lunch with her, and she explained how somebody from the community had asked her for her advice. She had contracted cancer, elderly lady, and it had been suggested to her that she should have an operation. She asked my mother, "Do you think I should have this operation?" My mother very wisely said to her, "I can't tell you that. I'm not skilled in that area. I'd be giving you an opinion. And in a life-threatening issue like this," because obviously at that age to undergo surgery is quite a challenge. My mother said, "It's not my job. The only advice I can give you is to speak to your physician and get his opinion." That's quite wise, you see. Realize our limitations. If people ask for advice, it's not a bad thing to give them. But please, let's not confuse that with teaching the Word of God. Whenever you and I teach the Word of God, we need to be sure that what we are saying is actually that, His Word, the truth. Very closely associated with this is the fact that when you and I are sharing the Word of God, it's very important to share that with which we are familiar. What I mean by this is, it's important not to try and go beyond what you and I know. Let me explain this in more detail. When you and I are sharing the Word of God, it's important that we do so with conviction. There's a reason for that that we'll discuss just now, but when we share the Word of God, rather share what you and I have experienced and know for ourselves to be true, our own truth. There's a big danger of taking words from other people and trying to teach what other people have taught. Now, obviously, you and I will always teach what other people have taught because people have been teaching the Bible since the day it was written. Inevitably, what we share will be something that somebody else has taught. But my point is this. We need to be careful of just, as it were, taking from somebody else and sharing something that is not our own revelation. If we do that, we are not imparting truth because it's not real to us. The more you and I involve ourselves in this walk of faith, discover things for ourselves, and the whole process of making the word our own expands, as it were, our repertoire of what we can really teach others. We need to have received the word for ourselves, processed it, and then it's ready to be shared. I would never ever preach something that I heard yesterday. It's a big danger because, you see, if I haven't made sure of it for myself, checked it out with the Word and convinced myself that that's what God's Word says, if I haven't done that, then I will not be able to speak with authority. The speaking with authority is critically, critically important. And I need to explain why. You see, when you and I start to speak about God and the things of God, We must realize that we are entering into enemy territory. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12, Paul admonishes or encourages Timothy and says, fight the good fight of faith. Have you ever wondered why in company people can talk about anything and there's no problem? However, the moment comes to an issue like God, the kingdom of heaven, a new dynamic enters into the picture. Why is that? Why is it that so many of us children of God, when it comes to society, we're quite happy to talk about rugby, about anything, but when it comes to sharing our belief, we clam up? I'll tell you why. You see, there's a battle involved. There's an agency out there who has every interest in you and I keeping our mouth shut as far as the kingdom of heaven is concerned. We need to realize, when we start to share the gospel, war breaks out. There's an unseen force that wants to stop you and I. That's why people get nervous about speaking. Where does fear come from? The enemy of our soul wants to shut us down. And more than that, please note that there are spirits involved in trying to stop what we are saying from reaching the people that we are speaking to. I'll never forget the one occasion where I was having dinner with my father, and we're having a good chat, and at that stage he wasn't saved, and I started to talk about the gospel and my experience. I saw a physical mask come over him. It was uncanny. Something happened, and I just saw him just close up. I know exactly what that was. It's the spirit trying to stop him from hearing the word. Now, when you and I share the word, please understand the enemy wants to shut us down and he wants to stop the word from reaching the hearts of other people if we are speaking the truth. The only way to overcome that is by use of what the Bible describes as the anointing. If you look at Isaiah 10 verse 27, it explains there that the yoke is broken by the anointing. Very simply, what that anointing is, it is the power of God, the supernatural power of God. Now, I don't want us to get too deeply involved in this whole thing and think, oh, well, maybe I don't have the anointing, I do. No, as a child of God, the anointing is available to you. What it is an authority to speak, a supernatural authority that breaks the yoke of people that are listening, that which would try and stop them. And you see, that anointing comes upon you and I as we step out in confidence, in boldness. That's what the people of the Lord's day said about him. They said he doesn't speak like the scribes and the Pharisees. He speaks with authority. You and I will only have that authority when we have well versed ourselves in the Word of God. And we are assured for ourselves of what we are talking. It's important for you and I, when we are going to share the word of God, to do adequate preparation. It doesn't mean just having one or two scriptures. It means looking at the scriptures and seeing them in context and having made them our very own. They become part of us. So that when we can speak with authority. I've had that experience on numerous occasions in public, amongst peers, amongst other ministers. When a certain subject comes up, if I have researched that subject for myself, I know that I'm able to speak about it with authority. If I don't, if I haven't researched it and don't know much, I've learned to have the good sense to keep quiet and listen to others. But I'm just encouraging us. We need to be serious about sharing the word and being available to be able to do it. It's not something to be taken lightly. Let's just understand that it's very important to be versed in the word of God. Know what we're talking about. Don't just go blabbing a scripture that you maybe heard someone else say or teaching somebody else has said. You end up just giving an opinion, giving advice. And it might not be good advice. You might not be building up the kingdom of heaven. Make sure that you and I have a bit of knowledge about what we are teaching. Final thing I'd just like to mention here, and there are a lot of other things that one could say about it, is this. We need to realize that we are not trying to share the word to impress anybody. The Bible explains how the body of Christ is supposed to build itself up in love. In Ephesians 4 verse 15, it speaks about speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love. The best way to be effective in sharing the word of God is to check our heart and check our motives. Why am I doing this? And you see, if the answer to that question is genuinely because you and I would love to see somebody grow in the Lord, we genuinely want to see them helped, and we see ourselves as just doing the best we can to help that process. If we have that attitude, can I assure you that that opens doors? If we are desirous of seeing people grow in Him, immediately we become partners with God and the Holy Spirit, and He's right there to help us because we are flowing in harmony with Him. There are many other things one could say about the subject, but I encourage us all, make opportunity. Make opportunity to share the word. Get some friends around if you have to. And just say, look, I'd like to just do a Bible study. Tell them I want to practice on you. Who knows? They might also want to practice on you. In that way, we can grow together. But let's become effective with sharing the word. Do not fall into the trap of sitting in a little shell and saying, oh, well, it's not my job. God is saying to you right now, it is your job. If you don't do it for the people that I've put with you, no one else will. One little image that I'd like to finish with is this that might encourage us. The Lord gave me a picture of somebody going through the desert. And he had a big water dispenser. And on the side of the road that he was traveling, there were people literally dying of thirst. He had all the water in the world and there were people dying of thirst. And if I understand the vision correctly, the problem was not the water. The problem was that there was no way of actually dispensing the water. That was missing. You and I walking through this world are literally in a desert. There are people around us dying. Dying of thirst. Thirst for living water. We carry the living water in us. What's the problem? We need to learn how to dispense that water. How to pour that living water onto those famished souls to see them be restored. It's a wonderful calling, and I trust that we will all move in it more and more and more every day with the help of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Amen.